This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Oom Andre, thank you so much for ministering this morning. Dominee Andre O'Kennedy was the minister of wow, my woord is op vanoggend. Ek is regtig jammer julle. So moet ek nie preek vanoggend hê. Rosenville for more than 30 years. He retired 2 years ago from the congregation. But many of you have been benefactors of his ministry in prayer and healing and deliverance through God's grace. But I think the greatest accomplishment we all say of Andre's life is his children with his wife. You've raised 4 children that know and serve the Lord, and it's a privilege for us to receive from you this morning, Andre. Okay, let's put our hands together for Andre.
Thanks. It's such a great privilege to be here this morning and to have a granddaughter with Niels, whom I know very well, Sanmarie and Cor, and Lisa and Beth, and it seems to me that their names are combined, Elizabeth. So it's a very special day. Ross, I think you take a great chance to let me free on your pulpit, but I'll try my best to be faithful to God. We know the Holy Spirit is here, and we know that He will come and meet everyone in a special way this morning. Just want to see, my slide is there. Trust God always in everything. I think that's a good subject for a sermon. Do you think so? I experience that most of us say it very easily that we trust God as a good God. But do we believe what we really believe? I think there is the problem sometimes. And in my counseling work, I experienced that many people believe things with their minds, but what happens in the heart is not the same. The question is, what you believe, does it feel the truth in your heart? And do you react and do you do what you believe is true in your heart? I just want to start with a short prayer. Jesus, thank you that we can glorify you this morning as the one before every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Thank you that you are here and that you bring us the truth, and that you are the path to our Father in heaven, God. And thank you that the Holy Spirit is here with us this morning. We pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Glorify yourselves. Amen. I just want to figure out how it works. Do you see there's a remote there? A remote is a symbol of being in control. So when I have a remote in my hand, I'm in control. I can watch TV, all the DSTV channels I like to watch. I can even watch other channels. When I have a remote, I am in control. My experience is many people suffer because they want to be in control, but many times experience that they are out of control, that things are not controllable. We want to control our circumstances. We want to control our destiny. We want to control even relationships. And to me, that is very sad, because if I love somebody, I set that person free. I'm not there to control that person. But we all get worried when we cannot control our circumstances and even people around us. The sad thing is, we also want to control God. God is God. In Afrikaans we say, hy is die gans andere. He's uncontrollable. Somebody once said, God created heaven and earth in 6 days. The seventh day went to rest. And the eighth day, we created God according to our image, the God which I can understand and the God I can control. Because we are getting out of control, we get frustrated, we experience emotional pain, we get worried, and we know control is a myth. It's impossible to be in control of everything in life. That is the wonderful lesson COVID-19 taught us. We as people do not control things. We do not control the history. God is in control, and things happen which we didn't foresee. So we are out of control. We realized in COVID-19, if somebody told me about COVID-19 in the beginning of 2019, I'm sure I would have said, that's impossible. But now we're in church with masks on, and we know all the other bad stuff that happened in this time. To be in control is a myth. And it's so wonderful to know that we know the person who is in control. We know God. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it is a very short verse, but that says exactly what we need to believe and what needs to feel the truth inside our hearts. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. It's so wonderful to know the one who is in control. And when I'm 100% dependent upon him, when I trust him 100%, then I experience freedom. I want to tell you a short story, and maybe this is a fable, but it's still a good story. Once there was an aeroplane from Cape Town to Johannesburg, and at a stage, the pilot announced that there is a lot of electricity near Johannesburg. There's a lot of thunderstorms there. And it is going to be quite a ride. And then he told the people in the plane they need to fasten their seat belts. Everything is going to be fine, but still, it's a very, very heavy storm. And as people, all of them panicked, but there was one little boy, and I think he looked more or less like this boy, and he was playing with his toys. And there was an older lady looking down to him and asking him, "Son, you are not afraid. Why are you not afraid?" And then this boy said, "I'm not afraid. My dad is the pilot." We know this is the message of this church. And I think, Ross, you've shared this message many, many, many times. But because we know God, because we have a personal relationship through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit with God our Father, we are not afraid. We don't need to be in control because we know the one who is in control. He's my God, he's my dad, and I'm not afraid. I'm not in control. But how wonderful to trust God, not only with my mind, but with my whole self, with my heart. Somebody said the distance between heaven and hell is 30 centimeters, 1 foot. The distance between my heart and my mind. You as churchgoers, as believers, do you believe that God is God, that he's all good? And even when things go wrong, everything will be there for our good. Ach, all of us know the wonderful promise in Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We know the previous verses say it's useless to worry. It doesn't help to worry. You don't get taller like Theo or shorter like Ross. Nothing will happen. You are worse. Jy mors jou energie. What is the right word? You wasting your energy. Nothing will happen. Nothing good will happen when you worry. Bad things can happen. Look at the lilies. Look at the birds. God is there for them. He protect them. He give them wonderful clothes. Give them enough food to eat. What you need to know is seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Go on seeking my will. Be faithful to me. Do the right thing every day and leave it over for Jesus Christ, for God. He's there for you. You can trust him. I think that's more or less what this scripture wants to tell us. We cannot control things, but we can seek God's kingdom. We can do the things that are right today. We can be obedient. We can be faithful. But the outcome of our lives, of the world, is in his hands. Somebody spoke about peace. This is peace. This is freedom. If we know we can trust God with everything while doing the right thing. I think I need to have a message for the parents today also. In 1 Corinthians 7 verse 14 it says, the previous verses says more or less, the unbelieving husband will be sanctified by the believing wife. The unbelieving wife will be sanctified by the believing husband. And then the next part of that same verse says, but now your children are holy. They are holy. They are set apart for God. They belong to God because you are believers. In Afrikaans it says, die gelowige, ongelowige man word geheilig deur sy gelowige vrou. En so kan mens aangaan en dan staan daar, anders sou julle kinders mos heidene wees. It's common sense. Our children is safe in the hands of God. Not just because we dedicated them, but because God's grace is there for us and also our children. Yes, they need to answer that grace. They need to react on that grace. They need to believe themselves and trust God with their hearts. But what a wonderful news today, while we speak about trust, that we can trust God, that our children belongs to him. So Theo and Janine, Beth is not your child. You dedicated her to Jesus, to God. Corin, Sanmarie, Lisa is not your child. Where do you sit? Oh, inside, at the back, at the baby's room. We are only the secondary parents. What is the right thing to do? We provide a safe and secure home. We give unconditional love. We set good boundaries and discipline. We set an example to follow. We give enough stimulation and opportunities. We share the good news of the Bible. And you all promised that this morning. But to me, that's so wonderful. While we're doing the right thing, we trust that God will be with our children. We don't need to be a smother mother or a smother father. There's no worry. While we're doing the right thing, we trust God that our children will become His children, will become believers, will become holy children. We do the right thing, but we trust God that He, that our children is in His hands, and that they are in good hands, and they, that we don't need to worry anymore. And Ross, I think I'm so glad that all of my children love God. And they set the example for me nowadays. It's now the other way around. And I know that's grace. I did all the wrong things. I made all the mistakes a parent can make. But I did one right thing. That is, I trusted God. God, I cannot be a good parent. I try my best. I do the right thing. I try to do the right thing. But I trust You. You told me that they belong to You. And now You have to come and show what You are going to do with my children. But fortunately, He invites us to become the secondary parents and to do also what we need to do. Oh, you know. I think I'm not in control. I once there was a lady coming to me. She had a child, a son, a boy. He was in grade 7. And I'm sure she won't mind if I tell this story. She was quite a smothered mother. Her son of grade 7 went on a with some friends one weekend. To me, that was already a great thing for her to do, you know, to let a boy go with other friends the weekend. And after the weekend, she realized that they smoked weed, dacha. Now, that's not a nice thing to hear after I trusted my beloved boy to some other friends. And she was in a state. And at a stage, God showed us that she's a smothered mother. And I asked her to trust God that her child belongs to God, because she was a believing mother with her husband. And then she said, no. When I entrusted my son to God, he smoked dacha. So I cannot trust God. And then after a while, she realized, no. She gave him permission to camp out with other friends. But in her heart, she still smothered this boy. She didn't release her son. She didn't trust God with her son. And at a stage, she got so far to give her son to God. And when we do that, we are putting our children in good hands, because God's hands are better than ours. I forgot about this episode, and about 4 or 5 years later, I saw her somewhere, and she came running to me. And she said, Andre, did you hear what happened to my son? And unfortunately, I didn't know, I didn't hear. And then she said, did you hear that my son is now the head boy of a very big school in the Cape? And then she said the following words. Do you remember what happened in your office? The moment I gave my son to God, look what happened. Look what God did with my son. She was still a good mother, because she was the secondary mother. But she entrusted her son to God, who was the primary father. To me, it's a wonderful Theo, Janine, Sanmarie, Ross, Agni, Rosni, Kor, to know this. We can trust God that our children will one day answer God's grace and say, yes, Jesus, I believe, and I want to follow You Not because we are such great parents, but because we know God of the heavens. And because in vulnerability, we try to be good parents, although we make all the mistakes in the book. And I think the main thing is to love them and to set a good example. What this morning there needs a door to be opened. We need to open a few doors in our lives. And I challenge you and I invite you to look to a few things in your life where you realize that you want to be in control. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's your business, your house, maybe your home. Maybe it's your relationships. I love my husband, but he doesn't react correctly to my love. Love is unconditional, so we just need to be faithful, to be obedient, and to leave the results to God. But while doing the right thing, we can trust God that the outcome will be good. God, my boy, my son, he's a little hell's boy, hell's angel, what can you call our boys? We can love our son, we can set the example, give good boundaries, we can trust God and give that son over to God, and now he's in good hands. What are the things you still want to control this morning? Is it possible to give it to God? And like that little boy in the aeroplane, I'm not afraid. I know the pilot. I know God. I give you a few minutes and just close your eyes. Dear Father in heaven, I surrender myself. We surrender ourselves to you. You are a loving, all good Father. We can trust you. You desire the best for all of us. And when you set boundaries, which is not always nice, we believe that is also good for us. We entrusted everything in our lives. We want to believe what we believe. We want to trust you with everything. Our finances, our relationships, our children, my business, everything. We surrender it to you, and we know now that it is in good hands, because you are the creator of the universe. You are God, and you're now involved in every one of us personally through your Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to close with a A scripture, Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8. Such a beautiful scripture. I know Psalm 1 and there some other scriptures that sounds the same. But this one is very special to me. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Thank you, Ross, for the privilege, and I want to bless this church and say, God, I have a lot of trust in faith in this church. Not in the church, but in the Lord of this church. But the Lord gave wonderful people to lead this church and wonderful members also in this church. So thank you for the privilege to be here. And thank you that you trusted me at the pulpit as an old doomni of the Dutch Reformed Church. God bless you, especially Theo and all the personnel, is that the right way to put it? All the leaders and everyone here in this church. And thank you that my granddaughter Beth can be a member of this church and raised in this church. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.